Psalm 82, when God puts power on trial. After Psalm 81, where God interrupts the music to expose a deaf heart, Psalm 82 shows what that deafness does in public life. When rulers stop listening to God, the poor pay first. The psalm opens with a startling scene. God takes his place in the heavenly council. Ancient people across the Near East knew stories of divine assemblies. Texts from Ugarit speak of the high god El surrounded by lesser beings. Psalm 82 uses that familiar image, but turns it inside out. Israel's God is not one deity among others. He stands to judge every claimed power, whether spiritual beings, human rulers, or both. That is why Christian interpreters have differed here. Augustine leaned toward human judges. Many modern scholars see rebellious heavenly powers. Calvin stressed earthly magistrates. The deepest reading may be that the psalm intentionally lets both levels shine through. In scripture, injustice is never merely administrative. Behind crooked courts and cruel systems lurk dark powers. Daniel 10, Ephesians 6, 12. What is most striking is the charge God brings. He does not begin with ceremonial failures or political mistakes. He asks how the weak, the fatherless, the afflicted, and the needy have been treated. The true test of authority is not how high it can rise, but whether it stoops. Western readers often imagine serious theology as abstract precision. Psalm 82 says theology becomes visible at the city gate, where cases were heard, debts settled, widows ignored, and the poor easily crushed. The Hebrew for show partiality is literally lift up the face. These rulers were lifting the faces of the wicked, granting favour to those already shielded by wealth or status. But throughout scripture, God is the one who lifts the bowed down. When human authority lifts the wrong faces, all the foundations of the earth are shaken. That is not exaggeration. Moral disorder is cosmic disorder. A society can have full markets, strong walls, and polished worship, and still be coming apart at the foundations. Then comes the terrible irony. They are called gods, sons of the Most High, because delegated authority is real. To bear rule is a serious, almost sacred thing. And yet they will die like men. Or perhaps, from the Hebrew ka'adam, like Adam. That is a deeper wound. Every throne that forgets it is dust will return to dust. The serpent's old promise, you will be like God, ends here. Counterfeit godhood collapses into Adam's grave. The psalm ends with a cry. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for all nations belong to you. This reaches beyond Israel. It points toward Christ, the only Son who bears authority without corruption. In John 10:34-36, he cites this psalm not to weaken his claim, but to intensify it. He is the judge who rescues the weak by becoming weak, the Son of the Most High who dies like Adam and rises beyond Adam. So ask today, does my influence, at home, at church, at work, make the vulnerable safer? Power is always on trial before God. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 1:17, Isaiah 1:17, Daniel 10:13, John 10:34-36, James 2:1-6, Revelation 11:15. Hymn suggestion, O God of earth and altar. Prayer. Lord of all thrones and courts, judge what is crooked in us. Keep us from honouring power and neglecting need. Teach us to use every small authority as you do for rescue, fairness and mercy. Arise in your world and arise in us through Jesus Christ, our righteous King. Amen.